Good afternoon. I'll open it up for any questions.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Hey, Coach Caldwell. How would you, for people who don't know you, because you are in your first, you know, year as an NFL head coach, how would you describe yourself as a head coach?
I would probably just say, it's a guy who enjoys what he's doing. We think that we work hard, and we're fortunate to be part of a great organization.
Is there anything that's surprised you yet? I know you were a quarterback's coach for a long time, but is there anything that surprised you about being a head coach?
No, ma'am. It's one of those situations where I had some experience previously for about 8 years when I was at Wake Forest University, and so I'm fairly familiar with the rigors of it. I would probably say the only thing that's really different is the magnitude of the press coverage.
I asked Belichick sort of a question along similar lines. Given what, I'm sure you probably answered some of this, given what you know about Peyton Manning, is there a way you can sum up why he's the kind of leader he is to maybe people who don't see, who see him only on the field?
Well, I would say that, number one, I think that when you look back, it just in terms of, the way he grew up, he was in a household where, leadership was very, very important. And not only that, his dad, certainly exuded leadership in the role that he played in the National Football League. I'm certain that had a lot to do with it, and his mom both, Olivia. But then also, he's a guy that works extremely hard at what he does. I mean, he is, dedicated to making certain that he does not leave a stone unturned, to coin a cliche, but he's a guy that works extremely hard to be as good as he possibly can. He has the respect of his teammates and all those that have ever worked with him. So, I think all of those things are very, very important.
How come he doesn't get sacked?
Well, it's a combination of things, I think. When you look at quarterback play from that standpoint, there's obviously that we have good pass protectors up front. He does a great job of kind of anticipating coverages, et cetera, and gets the ball out of his hands quickly because he recognizes, defenses and looks and anticipates where the ball will be going, because would probably be the number one answer.
Peyton and Marvin were a great combination for so long. How important is it for a team to have that kind of two-man thing going, where you could always rely on an explosive receiver and a great quarterback to get the job done?
Well, I think, are you referring to Peyton and Reggie now, or what?
No, Peyton and Marvin. And Marvin for all the
Peyton
and Marvin for all those years that they were together. Yes.
Okay, they were, absolutely the best when it came to just getting that feel for one another and understanding one another. Timing and accuracy is kind of the name of the passing game, and they worked together so much that they had it down. And not only that, I remember when I first arrived in 2002, we were playing in a ball game where the two of them looked at one another, and Peyton says to Marvin, hey, he threw a little word out there, hey, remember San Diego? And and Marvin said, oh yeah, and he ran a route that he was anticipating that he'd run for, and it ended up being a post pattern for a long gain or a touchdown. But it was almost as if those two could communicate without speaking a word. They've got to know each other so well through the years.
You see a similar thing maybe developing at an early stage between Brady and Moss? They've been together just a couple of years, but do you see similarities in that regard?
Well, there's no question. They have great trust in one another, great faith in one another, two highly skilled athletes that are as good as they come in their position. And they do have created quite a tandem.
What's the state of your secondary right now? I mean, it's been disrupted, but has that caused any issues this year?
No, we just whoever is up is expected to play and play well, we don't make any excuses.
What has it been like replacing Bob Sanders? Describe that situation.
Well, any time that you're missing a great player, obviously, you're going to feel as if you may have some problems, but. Bob has not, played a whole lot for us the last couple of years, and it's allowed Melvin Bullock to step step in and play a lot of football during that time period. So he played a lot last year, and he certainly played a lot this year as well. So he's been able to fill in well in Bob's absence.
Hey, can you guys go undefeated?
We don't even talk about it. All we're worried about doing is winning the next game.
Coach, this has got a football question, but going back, a local kid, a receiver named Brett McDermott, was with you for the summer. It was one of the last cuts. Any recollections of him during his time there?
Certainly. Very bright. He was a guy that caught on to our system quickly, gave you everything he's got, and we really thought he was had some ability, a talented guy.
Where would a guy like that need to go to kind of make it to that next level?
Well, for the most part, sometimes it just takes a while to find the right location where you stick. But he was kind of a practice squad type guy that we felt has some potential. So he's just got to keep plugging away, and hopefully, he get picked up again and have an opportunity this off season to show what he can do, and maybe he can hang in there next year.
The Patriots have had a couple of key injuries in the backfield with Fred Taylor, Sammy Morris. How tough is their running game without those two guys? Maroney has played well, but how difficult is it to stop them now?
Well, I think all across the board they're very, very difficult to stop. I mean, still they have an offensive line that does a great job in creating holes, and they can certainly run the ball with the best of them. Maroney is big and powerful, and can certainly hit some seams on you. And then when you add Falk to that mix as well, I just think they're very talented guys that can really move that ball down the field. So we have to pay particular attention to them because of the fact that they can certainly can dominate you if they'd like to.
Jim, given that you guys are a team that doesn't seem to blitz that much, how much are you emphasizing to your front four linemen that they have to get to Tom Brady this week, because we know how difficult he is when he has time?
Well, he's a tough guy to get to. I mean, that's been proven and shown week after week. He's one of those guys that gets the ball out of his hands quickly. He knows where he's going with it most often prior to the ball being snapped because he recognizes so quickly. So, he keeps the rhythm of the game changing. He'll play action and hold it a little while and throw the ball deep down the field to Moss, or he gets it out of his hands real quickly to Welker or out of the backfield to Falk or his number of other receivers that he works with. So, he's tough to handle because he changes the rhythm on you. So that's going to be a real challenge.
Jim, have you been surprised at how quickly your young receivers in Garcon and Colley have come along, or is that something you kind of expected from them?
Well, we knew in regard to Pierre, as we obviously have had him here with us for a couple of years, that we saw flashes and glimpses of things that could possibly happen if he continued to work. He did, and I think he's seeing some progress. But and then Austin Colley, obviously, we picked him up in the draft this year, so we had an opportunity to see him work during the OTAs and mini camps and things of that nature. And he, too, showed that he had, sort of a gift for spatial awareness. He could catch the ball, and he's a quick understanding, and he's a guy that love. Both guys are guys that love to study and get prepared. But so they are making progress. We certainly could not have expected that they're playing as well as they're playing. But the fact of the matter is, in this league, it's what you do over the long haul. There are a number of players that can have a real fine game, and you never hear from them again, or they can put together a pretty good half of the season, and you never hear from them again, or they can play one good season, you never hear from them again. But the test is, over the long haul, can they do it consistently week in and week out? So like I tell them, they got to prove it every week. No matter what happened in the past, every week going to be a different challenge. You're going to face different guys. They're going to get to know you better as the year goes on. So you better be on top of your game, and you better be improving every single week.
Jim, you've had a chance to look at the Patriots' offense, and it's probably a debate that defensive coordinators have. But do you think the offense relies a little more on Welker or a little more on Moss? I mean, it seems very complementary, but is there one you think might be more important to stop than the other?
No, I think they both are equally dangerous, to be honest with you. Obviously, Welker has a few more catches. But overall, I think they're both guys that you better be concerned with, because both of them can break your back. They both score lots, can score touchdowns. They both have speed, and they're very, very smart and capable. And, you know, they're both guys that we better know where they are at all times.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.